A gang injunction safety zone is jargon for a controversial law enforcement technique. It allows police to ban people labeled as gang members from meeting or even speaking to each other within a certain area. And now, efforts to create a safety zone in the Long Island town of Wyandanch are being challenged by free speech advocates. From member station WSHU, Charles Lane sent us this story about people in a small town struggling with a gang problem.
You know, we have a lot of need. This is a needy, needy town.
Heath Broughton grew up here, and he says Wyandanch has gotten bad. We're sitting in a park on a warm fall afternoon. Broughton points out a prostitute. People pass by us drinking beer, and a group of boys gamble at spades nearby. Broughton, a youth counselor, says Wyandanch needs a safety zone.
Because it is a violent place. There's gunshots constantly going around here. People getting killed constantly around here.
As much as Broughton wants a safety zone, he worries. Police are targeting a very narrow group of people. In Wyandanch, cops ID'd 37 young men as being part of the Bloods. Among them is Anthony Clemens.
I'm really not. I'm not going to sit here and lie on your face. If I was Blood, I would say I was Blood.
Clemens is unemployed and lives with his one-year-old daughter. He's done county time for a gun, a separate assault, and drug possession. Cops say they were all gang-related. Clemens says politicians are just using him to grandstand.
Possessing the marijuana, they said all this is gang. How? Smoking weed is gang? That's all this is nonsense.
It gives the opportunity for due process.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Levy is the politician pushing to bring the safety zone to Wyandanch. He sees it as an experimental tool police can use to prevent gang violence. Levy is sympathetic to critics who say the zones violate people's freedom of speech and right to assemble. But, he says, police should be able to constrain people with criminal pasts.
Things change when you're convicted and there are conditions placed upon your future, and that's exactly what's happening in this case.
The New York Civil Liberties Union is challenging Levy in court, even though these safety zones have largely been ruled legal. Columbia University law professor Jeffrey Fagan specializes in policing strategies. He says there's no definitive evidence that they reduce crime, but prosecutors love the injunctions because they make it easier to target gangs.
In a civil injunction, the evidence that the prosecutors have to put forward is a much lower standard.
They're lower because in civil court, all it takes to label someone a gang member is a, quote, preponderance of evidence, not like criminal court, which requires proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But once the injunction is in place, violating it is criminal. It's only a misdemeanor, but in some states, that can be one of three strikes, leading to life in prison.
Basically, what you have is enforcement at a heightened level, at a lower level of suspicion, in predominantly minority neighborhoods.
Back at Wyandanch Park, watching the boys play spades, Jennifer Cooley says that sounds like cover for discrimination.
It's an opportunity to harass black people and tell them, no, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Cooley, a former teacher, says the gang injunction threatens to further erode her community's trust in police.
I feel that my neighborhood is being targeted. I feel safer knowing that the Bloods are around because I know who they are and they know who I am and they're not going to let anybody bother me.
At the opening hearing, the judge considering the gang injunction in Wyandanch put the onus on the alleged gang members to get off the banned list. He recommended they get a lawyer. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.